Nedarim Perk Dalet Mishnah Gimel. The Torim es Trumaso Maisrois of Ladaito. And this person, who his friend made a nether that his friend wouldn't have any hana from this guy, he can be Torim his Truma. And we have to be dealing with the case, the Rav explains, where the Mudar, that's the person that made the nether, he didn't make this guy the Shliach. Because if he made him a Shliach and the guy went and did his Shlichus, that's like having hana. That's like where the Mishaleach, the Nuda, the guy that made the nether, is having benefit that the guy listened to him and did his shlichus. So he didn't do his shlichus. Rather, the guy just said, whoever wants to take truma can take truma. Because you still need that the owner of the tevel, of the fruit, or whatever he's taking truma off, has to be maskim to whoever's doing it. There has to be das involved. But that's it. You can't have more than that. So he can take off trumaso umasroisov ladaito umakavel of kinezovin, and he can be makriv if the madir, meaning not the guy that made the nether, but the guy that he made the nether on, if that guy is a Kohen, he can take karbonus from this guy, the karbonus of the kinei zovin, if he's a zov, kinei zovis, kinei yoldos, all the different types of birds for these karbonus, chatos, vashamos, and all the chatos and the ashamos. The reason is because he's also not a shliach of this guy, rather, he's a Kohen that's just doing his mitzvah, his job, and therefore the one that's sending the animals to the Kohen is not getting any benefit from this Kohen. Umalamdo Midrash, and the Madir, the one that shouldn't be giving the Mudr any Hana, he can still teach him Midrash. So this guy that made the nether, he can go to his shir on Torah Shabbal Peh from this guy that he said he doesn't want any Hana from. Aren't you getting Hana from his shir? The Teretz is that Torah is a mitzvah. Mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. It's not considered Hana. It may be a ruchniistic Hana. There's no greater Hana in the world. But even that is a mitzvah, like Degle Tal says. A mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. And the main point is that there's no monetary Hana and value that he's getting from it by going and listening to the other person teach him. But that's dafka midrash halochus ve'agodos. And this is learned out from Psukkim, it's Machlekes. I believe it's the Bavli or the Yerushalmi, what it's learned out from, that really the Torah Shabbat Peh should be given for free. However, avalo ilamdenu mikra, but when it comes to psukim, teaching how to read the Chumash, to shailos that include like where to stop, that you can't do, because that's something you are allowed to charge for. The din of not allowing to charge for Torah, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. However, for schar po batel, because they're teaching Torah, even if it's Torah Shabbat Peh, then the post can point out it is a hana, and that's one of the heterim why people do take salaries for teaching Torah and why it's perfectly fine. And therefore, it come out nowadays, the post can point out that even Torah Shabbat Peh, one could not teach the person that made the nether because that's giving him hana by not charging him, because really you can charge him nowadays. Mishnah continues, Rav Melamed who has Bonaves Benos of Mikra, but he's still allowed to teach his sons and daughters Torah. Because here, he's just performing a mitzvah, even though he's helping his friend by this. Now that his friend doesn't have to hire somebody to teach his children, nevertheless, like we've said, preventing a chiyuv is not considered hana. Or you could say that he could have paid somebody else, he left off and needed you to do it, he had enough money set aside, so it's not really called hana anyway. And as far as you're concerned, you're giving hana to his children, that's not really called hana, because it's Torah and it's a mitzvah. V'zonis ishtov es banov, afo pishu chai b'mezono sehem. And you can give sustenance to his wife and children, even though he's chayiv and you're taking away his chayiv. Same shot, if you say like chanun, taking away a chayiv is not called giving a hana. The madre had a chayiv to give mezonos to his wife and children, but that's not called hana when you take that chayiv away. Or you could say, according to Kohan Gadolim, that he did set aside enough money for them and you're just giving them extra. So even though taking away a chayiv is still called a hana, according to the Kohan Gadolim, this is not a hana. V'lo yozen es behemto. You shouldn't feed his animals, bein tamei bein tahara, whether they're kosher animals or not kosher animals. So like even a horse, you can't feed his horse. Rabbi Eliezer Omer zanas tamei ve'enu zanas tahara. Rabbi Eliezer says that you could feed his behemoth tamei, but you can't feed his behemoth tahara, his kosher animal. Amru lo, so they said back to him, ma bein tamei lo tahara. What's the difference? Amru lehen, so Rabbi Eliezer said back to the chachamim, shatara nafshel shamayim v'gufa shelo, because the tahara behemoth tahara, let's say a cow, yishach the cow, so it dies. V'gufa shalo. But the guy gets to keep the body, and he can eat it. U'tmeya nafshal v'gufa l'shamayim. But a behemoth tmeya, if that animal dies, let's say it's a horse and it dies, you can't eat the animal. So what does he gain when you feed the animal? In fact, when you feed the animal, a fat horse can't work so hard for you, just like the Ran explains. So Amrulo, so the Chum said back to Rabbi Eliezer, Afatmeh nafsh l'shamayim v'gufa shalo. Same thing by Behemet Meah. He could still have Hana from the body. Why? Shem yirtza rei umaycha la'ovdei kuchavim o ma'achila la'klavim. Because if he wants to, he could take this fat animal that he fed and sell it to non-Jews, I guess that they can eat it, or he can feed it to dogs. So in a certain way, by him fattening the animal, even though it's Behemet Meah, he can't eat it, he still gave the guy benefit and he wasn't allowed to.